This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Disney reports first quarter profits tomorrow. Suffice it to say that that earnings call is not going to be the happiest place on earth. Theme parks are shut down. Ain't no big-time live sports for ESPN to broadcast. No movie production either. And that is going to be the status quo for the near-term future, even if some cities and states have started easing up on quarantine. So, how might one go about guessing the near-term future of corporate America if one chose to do that? Marketplace Jasmine Gars is on that story.
Ugly. That's a word analyst Tuna Amobi with research firm CFRA uses to describe Disney's upcoming quarterly report. He says right now he's considering which companies can handle pain.
Yeah, the question is how much pain? I mean, I think that, we still have probably another two quarters or so of this.
In other words, can companies withstand the reality that COVID-19 may not be going away anytime soon? In fact, some analysts are warning clients about the possibility of a second wave of infection. But Neil Macker at Morningstar says we haven't even gotten past this first wave yet. When forecasting for companies, one has to consider several pressing factors.
Public opinion, the other one is public liability, and the other is, you know, just their general regard for their patrons and wanting to make sure they're safe.
He's predicting theme parks and other businesses that depend on people being able to gather freely won't even consider reopening until September. He says they'll keep taking a hit in 2021. And not just theme parks. Live music analysts say they don't expect to see concerts resuming this year. Tourism analysts aren't optimistic. And Shane McMurray with Wedding Report, a company that collects data on the wedding industry, says the possibility of a second wave of infections is also on consumers' minds.
Most people are postponing. But even then, like with postponements, now people aren't going to travel. People aren't going to gather in large quantities. So you probably see those guest counts come way down.
He expects COVID to impact his industry for years to come. Cities may open up again, but he's not sure that means people's wallets will, at least for some time. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.